Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we have a story from Story Shucker, a blog on WordPress. And here is One Man's Trash by Stuart M. Perkins. Nah, let's just leave it there for now, Mama said over her shoulder as she washed a plate and arranged it with others in the rack. I didn't ask why I couldn't have it. I just dropped the rusty key back into the drawer and watched it disappear between a crushed matchbook and a small ball of frayed string. When I was little, the drawer by the refrigerator was a mystery. The clanking sounds made as Mama or Daddy dug through it, and the strange faces they made when they picked up one item or another, stared and tossed it back, were intriguing. Finally tall enough to open it myself, I'd spent a few minutes running my hand through the odd assortment of things in the drawer. If Mama wouldn't let me have the rusty key, I didn't dare ask about the torn Queen of Hearts playing card, the bent thumbtack, or the random assortment of colored bread ties. They must really be valuable. A few years passed before I opened the drawer again. Although it was directly beside the refrigerator, which I opened often, the drawer usually faded into the cabinet. It caught my eye that day, so I pulled it open. Taller now, I could see and reach even further into its mysterious depths. I fished out a cracked cigarette lighter with half an old crayon stuck to its side, the words burnt umber still visible on the crayon's fragile paper. To the left, tucked behind the microwave's yellowing owner's manual, was an old pair of broken sunglasses. With a questioning look, I held them in the air to show Mama as she came back from the store with a bag of groceries. "Nah, let's just leave it in there for now." She maneuvered around me to put milk in the refrigerator. I looked in the drawer several times over the years, at first to ease my curiosity, but later to laugh and wonder how the useless random item spent decades in that sliding time capsule without being thrown away. In my spot checks of the drawer, I never saw anything missing and rarely saw anything added other than a few questionable AAA batteries, an occasional dry-rotted rubber band, and the cracked cap of a long-gone ballpoint pen. I vowed never to have a drawer like that in my house. Years later, in my own home, I hung pictures one afternoon. When done, rather than take the hammer back to the basement, I lazily dropped it into the drawer by my refrigerator. I giggled to myself when I saw familiar bread ties and an old shoelace already taking up space there. Sometime later, I lost the key to a small luggage lock. Thinking I'd eventually find it, I put the little lock into the drawer for safekeeping. When my daughter's doll lost a hand, I put it into the drawer, along with the tiny tire from one of my son's toy cars. I knew they'd be safe there with a broken pencil sharpener and a feather. As my kids grew older and taller, they discovered my drawer. They caught me off guard the day they asked to play with a broken wristwatch they dug from its contents. "Nah, let's just leave it in there for now," I heard myself say. I was always puzzled by my parents' junk drawer. I was even more puzzled by my own. Why do we keep odd bits of trash? I had locks with no keys, keys to no locks. I actually struggled one day before throwing away a peppermint I found stuck in the drawer's back corner behind a broken shoehorn. My kids are older teenagers now. Will they also collect little drawers of debris when they start homes of their own? That very thought crossed my mind last year during my daughter's high school graduation weekend. While she went out with friends, my son and I sat in his room happily chatting about nothing. As he reached into his closet for a guitar, a nondescript little tin can rolled out into the room. Thinking it trash, I picked it up and walked towards the door. He stared at me for a second, then nodded back towards the closet as he spoke. "Nah, let's just leave it in there for now." If you enjoyed this story, please let me know. Thanks so much for listening. And next week, we'll have more Does This Happen to You? Moments.